Good evening and welcome to this evening's edition of the program. This is the Radio Biafra second segment for the 21st of September 2014. This is our PM edition and we are reaching you from London at the moment. If you are listening, this program is only going to be got live and direct from our TV portal. If you want to listen to this Radio Biafra live broadcast, please go to www.ipob.org, www.ipob.org, and scroll down to the TV portal. That is the only platform through which you can get this live broadcast at the moment. We are trying to switch on, or rather to sort out the audio portal. If you want to listen to this program once again, go to www.ipob.org. www.ipob.org and scroll down to the center of the website, and that is where you see the TV portal. You start the TV button and you will be live on this program. You can also access this live broadcast from www.biafratv.co, biafratv.co. These are the two websites through which you can get this live broadcast this evening. As soon as we are able to sort out the audio platforms, we will be able to let you know. If you want to contribute to this program, please call +44 744 810 9411, +44 744 810 9411, or call +44 744 05 31 583, +44 744 531 583. The platform, or rather the line, the phone lines through which we can get us live on this program. If you also prefer to call via Skype, please call Radio Biafra 1. Radio Biafra 1, that is the Skype line we are using this evening for this program. Once again, wherever you are, to you all indigenous people of Biafra, to you all men and women of goodwill, wherever you are on this planet Earth, you are welcome to this program. For this is the moment, once again, and the platform upon which we continue to pay homage to the memories of our heroes and heroines who paid the ultimate price that we may have our freedom. We do not have any other thing to do in this regard other than to continue to propagate the good news of Biafra, the good news of Biafra restoration, because this is our mission and there's nothing else anybody can do about it. To you all whose human rights have been trampled upon, especially in the zoo called Nigeria, to all indigenous people of Biafra who are scattered in different parts of the zoo called Nigeria and whose economic interests have been targeted, whose economic interests have been emasculated, whose political rights, or who have been politically disenfranchised in that zoo called Nigeria. This program is for you, to you all men and women of goodwill, and to all lovers of freedom and justice from around the world. And friends of Biafra, this program is for you. Welcome, for this is the hour, the appointed time, once again, to deliberate on the issues affecting directly or indirectly the lives of ordinary citizens of Biafra in the contraption called Nigeria. And we are reaching you from London. My name is Uchemefo. Once again, you can only access this broadcast from www.ipob.org, www.ipob.org, or www.biafratv.co, www.biafratv.co. We will be right back.
Mono yari ngare bade bale anyo ware Yera idi bebiye inyo ware Yara ngare bade bale anyo ware Sera nene sera o Sera nene sera o Idi bebiye inyo ware Mono yari ngare bade bale anyo ware Sera idi bebiye razi In your body, yeah, I got a better quality than your body.
This is Tel Radio Biafra Live Broadcast. We are reaching from London, and as we have already announced, you can only get this live broadcast from two website platforms. These are www.ipob.org and www.biafratv.co. These are the two platforms through which you can get this live broadcast at the moment. There is no other for now. We are trying to sort out the audio platforms. If you want to make any calls, please call +447 44 810 9411 +447 44 810 9411 or +447 440 531 583 +447 440 531 583 These are the two lines you can call to make your contributions during the interactive session, and these are phone lines. You can as well make use of the available Skype line, which is at the moment Radio Biafra 1. Radio Biafra 1. This is Radio Biafra Live Broadcast. We are reaching from London. My name is Uteme 4. And of course, today I can categorically confirm that we have some issues with our website. The website is not up and running from my own side. If anybody is on the website radiobiafra.co, let that person let me know. I will need a confirmation. I cannot even read the news because the news item I'm supposed to read is there. But one thing is clear, that the quest for the restoration of Biafra is ongoing, and there is no other way we can demonstrate our commitment towards the quest for the restoration of Biafra, the Biafra Restoration Project, other than to fulfill our pledges, our responsibilities, which we have made individually and collectively towards the sustenance of this project and towards the acquirement or procurement of the logistics we need to defend our fatherland, Biafra, and the Biafran people. And no matter what anybody is saying, no matter what anybody is telling you, the people who are talking about soliciting for fund, the question to them is, how else will you sustain a liberation struggle without soliciting for funding? How else will you sustain it? This is the big question. And here on this platform, Radio Biafra, and in fellowship with indigenous people of Biafra who understands what freedom fighting is, this is your platform. We urge you to renew your commitment and to remain steadfast towards the quest for the restoration of Biafra, because the journey has just begun. There are those who are going around, those who have been sponsored by the Nigerian government, whom Nigerian government has been using. They have floated a number of pro-Biafra organizations, ridiculous indeed, and they answer the same name, indigenous people of Biafra, and all sorts of things, just in a bid to confuse you so that you don't know who is who. We are telling you that indigenous people of Biafra, in collaboration with Radio Biafra, is the platform that can never be corrupted. The heart of this project can never be allowed to see corruption. And that is why all these detractors, all these saboteurs, all these people who are backbiting and making sure that they put obstacle on the road to restoration of Biafra are having nightmares. That is the reason why their nightmares have become unfathomable, because we are saying things and we are delivering it. They have told you about transmitter. They have told you about transmitter, that the transmitter that was indeed actually bought is not bought. That is what they are telling you. But they are also the same people who have gone round to tell Nigerian government to collaborate with Nigerian security agencies. They are the people who have written letters to the SSS, to the Nigerian Police Force, to the Army, to the Interpol, telling them that Radio Biafra is a terrorist organization, and that Radio Biafra, in collaboration with the indigenous people of Biafra all over the world, are trying to wage war against Nigeria. And we are asking you, wherever you are, even the members of the Interpol and the security agencies, you know better who is waging war against Nigeria and what is happening today. We are here, we are not hiding. We are marching forward towards emancipation of our people, the indigenous people of Biafra, the people of Biafra as a group, as a race, and as citizens of Biafra. And there's nothing anybody can do about it. There is nothing you can do about it, because The issue of Biafra is well known to everybody. There is no way millions of people will be massacred in cold blood and the world look the other way and you think that that thing will just go away like that. It cannot. As a matter of fact, what is happening to Nigeria today, the experiences of Nigerians and Nigeria today is not far from the blood, the unquantifiable volume of blood of innocent Biafrans and indeed all other hapless citizens of different ethnic nationalities that have been shed. The souls of these millions of Biafrans, men, women, and children are crying for vengeance. And there is nothing anybody born of flesh can do about it. It is a spiritual issue. And we maintain here that Nigeria and Nigerians will continue to go from one calamity to the other until that corrupt edifice collapses and dismembers, and from its ashes a majesty original owners of the land, among whom are Biafrans. And nobody can stop it. And as you can see, those whom the God want to destroy, they will first be made mad. And Biafrans have not even started. And Boko Haram is waging war against the zoo called Nigeria, and there is confusion everywhere. The land is soaked with blood, and there is no way that blood will be cleansed other than that justice is seen to be done. And that justice is the total disintegration of the most corrupt empire called Nigeria, of course put together by the British. There is no way you can kill, maim, massacre millions of people as animals, slaughter them like animals, and the world look the other way and you expect peace to reign. First of all, it is very important to put the record straight that the indigenous people of Biafra have not started doing anything. The people who are actually doing something are the people who have claimed right from time that the zoo called Nigeria is their own forefathers' estate. These were the people who were supported by the superpowers, the Northern House of Fulani establishment, oligarchy, who are controlling Nigeria. They waged war against the Biafrans who were seeking for their freedom. They massacred them, they slaughtered them like animals on the streets of Northern Nigeria in 1966. And the subsequent event that followed was a 30-month civil war in which Britain under Harold Wilson led an unimpeded and vicious orchestrated violence against the people of Biafra. In fact, it was the superpowers that fought Biafra to stand still, not Nigeria, because Nigeria wouldn't have, you know, stood the might of the Biafran people, even though they did not have much in terms of weaponry. It was the British, the USSR, was France, and in collaboration with all other countries across the world that made that possible. And in the end, nobody was charged for these heinous crimes. The greatest and most notorious war criminal on earth ever to live remains General Yakubu Gowon. He is still crisscrossing the world, walking a free man. And nobody is talking about it, including your so-called politicians, including your so-called governors, including your so-called Ohanaeze Akinkengas, Igbo Zulumes, Igbo unions and associations across the entire breadth of that abominable contraption called Nigeria. And more importantly, our elders are doing nothing about all these things. At each and every occasion, the North reminds you that you are nobody. And just that power has just shifted a bit to a southerner, they vowed to unleash terror and mayhem on everybody. The likes of General Buhari, who swore that Nigeria would be made ungovernable if Jonathan won the election. And Jonathan actually won the election, and the result is Boko Haram. The result is Boko Haram. The result has been the maiming, the slaughtering of Biafrans whom they started with. The bombing of churches, the bombing of the places of worship where mostly Biafrans are. The bombing of marketplaces where mostly Biafrans are. The forcible conversion of Biafrans at gunpoint into Islamic religion. That is how they all started. They terrorized Biafrans in the northern part of that so-called Nigeria. A sizable number of them converted to Islam just in a bid to avert the terror that they were about to experience. A number of them were killed. Some of them have run away. Some have converted and started living like nomads and herdsmen in that abominable contraption called Nigeria, especially in the Northern Hausa Fulani enclave. And after they have looked around and they have seen no other person to kill, they are now killing themselves. They are going after themselves. And all the unscrupulous elements have hijacked what is remaining of the so-called terror network that they have been sponsoring. The likes of General Ibrahim Badamasi Babangida, General Muhammad Buhari, General Abdul Salami Abubakar. Abubakar, who has never said anything since this mayhem started. The politicians in the North, both retired and serving ones. And the Sultan of Sokoto, the Sokoto Caliphate. Are the people sponsoring Boko Haram? And they have also devised a number of means to get arms, to get support from the outside world, manipulating the system, because they have the money and everything, the wherewithal at their disposal. The billions of pounds and dollars and naira they stole from Biafra land, from the revenue accruing from the oil from Biafra land. They siphoned all this. They have used it to wage war against the Biafran people. And it is time for us to know who our enemies are. Instead of Biafrans coming together to fight this common enemy, the unscrupulous elements within the wider Biafra family have also given themselves as willing tools and platforms through which the Biafra Restoration Project, the quest for the emancipation of the Biafran people, will be truncated. The Nigerian government has sponsored a number of them to set up sprinter groups to challenge what is on the ground. And we are telling you that Biafra cannot just be got this time around on a platter of gold. You have to fight for it, even from within. That is the ominous sign in the horizon, and there is no escaping this, because the Nigerian government has armed sprinter Biafra, pro-Biafra groups to fight Radio Biafra and indigenous people of Biafra. We are saying that we have just tried to coordinate ourselves. We have not started. We are not going to run away. We are not going to retreat. We are not going to surrender. Those people within the Biafra family who are being sponsored or who have given themselves to constitute obstacle to this noble cause or against this noble cause must prepare for the inevitable, because Biafra cannot just be got in a plot of gold. Some of them have said that they want to stay in the court, in Nigerian court, for the next 25 to 40 to 50 years. And we're saying that we are not going to wait for them. The history of liberation struggle around the world has been centered on struggle and nothing more. For us, all cards must be on the table. For us, we must apply and employ every available arsenal at our disposal to press for the total emancipation of the Biafran people and total liberation of Biafra and Biafran people. Biafra must be restored. This is Radio Biafra live broadcast once again. You can only access this broadcast via the TV portal at www.biafratv.co, www.biafratv.co, or www.ipob.org. The TV portal is the only platform at the moment. We are trying to sort the audio side of things, and once that is done, we will let you know. This is still your platform, and this is the PM edition of the Radio Biafra live broadcast. We are reaching from London. Yes, this is still Radio Biafra live broadcast, and we have been reaching you from London. This is a very important announcement at this juncture. Those who want to listen to this broadcast via the audio portal, I can categorically confirm that the audio portal is now functioning and you can listen via the audio. In that case, you have to go to the normal platforms www.radiobiafra.co or www.biafrarestoration.com or www.indigenouspeopleofbiafra.org or www.biafravoice.com or www.indigenouspeopleofbiafra.org or better still www.peopleofbiafra.org. You can also get this live broadcast from TuneIn. The TuneIn platform remains the most important and responsible platform for the collection of responsible radio stations across the world. Radio Biafra is there. You can as well go via the Shoutcast platform. The most popular among them remains www.radioforest.net. If you go to this platform, you will be able to search and listen to Radio Biafra. We have been saying a number of things before now. We have told you that the only platform through which you can get this radio broadcast, the live transmission at the beginning of this program was only via www.biafratv.co and www.ipov.org. We have now added the audio, and if you must go through the TV portal this time around, you must stop the audio. You must stop the audio, otherwise you will be hearing two voices and echo, and it may not be the best for you. So you must stop the audio if you want to go through the TV portal, or stop the TV portal and go through the audio. That is for these two websites, www.biafratv.co and www.ipov.org. Welcome once more. We were not able to read the news headlines because our website was down, but I can confirm that the website is okay now, and we are going to read some news headlines while we continue on this program. We are reporting that endorsement of Jonathan is endorsement of corruption. That is according to national publicity of the Old Progressives Congress, APC, Alhaji Lai Mohammed. These are the people that claim that they own Nigeria, the zoo called Nigeria. The MPPP chief, Kapet Ohanezende, were over Jonathan. I don't know what MPPP means, but we are going to, read that. Synagogue. Investigators start video clip on collapsed building. South African investigators restricted to victim identification. We are also reporting that Jonathan Boko Haram has begun negotiation as rumor of Shakau's death spreads in Borno. Catholic bishops to Jonathan, this is not time for politics. We are also reporting that two Igbo lawmakers, Arua Arunse and Udo Oluchi Ibeji from Abia State, had objected to the call and denounced the late war criminal Benjamin Adekunle. These are some of the headlines and the way we try to read some important aspects. We are reporting that the National Publicity Secretary of the All Progressives Congress, APC, the political arm of Boko Haram, Alhaji Lai Mohammed, has said plans by the People's Democratic Party, PDP, not to probe its erring governors for endorsing President Goodluck Jonathan for 2015 election is an endorsement of corruption by the ruling party, addressing reporters yesterday at a rally to welcome members of the PDP who decamped to the APC at Ijara Badia in Lagos. The APC spokesman said the condition given by the governors was a challenge on the collective will of the people. He said the governors gave President Jonathan a condition that the EFCC and ICPC should not go after them. This is a dangerous sign for the country. It shows that a continuation of the PDP government beyond 2015 will incapacitate the economy, which is currently at its lowest ebb, while promising that the APC will give Nigeria a credible leadership that will transform the country in all sectors. The APC chieftain also commended the party's elected governors for strictly adhering to the manifesto of the party, which is basically the people's welfare. One thing we are taking away from this is that APC remains the political arm of Boko Haram. APC cannot be allowed in Biafra land. If that happens, that is the end of each and every one of us, because they are going to implement the Boko Haram agenda in Biafra land. And already there are some people within the Biafra family who have links and who support APC. And these people must be identified and distanced from. They must be isolated. They must be given and treated with whatever distance that is possible on this planet Earth. We cannot associate ourselves with the people who are killing our own people. The Rochas Okorochas group, the Rochas Okorochas foot soldiers who have been crisscrossing the entire breadth and width of the Biafra corridor. You are warned, because we are not going to allow you. No sane human being will allow this kind of thing. Biafra cannot allow APC on Biafran soil. No matter how you masquerade yourselves. We are also reporting that barely 1 month after the APES Igbo Social Cultural Organization, Ohanaeze Ndị Igbo, reportedly endorsed President Goodluck Jonathan for the 2015 presidential race, a chieftain of the Mega Progressive People's Party, Onyedika Paulinus Asiebu Nsogbu Odeo, there is serious problem in Igbo land. They have formed another party, Mega Progressive People's Party, which is, of course, the platform to look for money. We continue on this. The Mega Progressive People's Party and their spokesman or chieftain, Onyedika Paulinus Asiebu, has insisted that the APES Igbo umbrella body acted like a pressure group due to selfish interests. Asiebu said the endorsement could neither be a barrier nor a deterrent to any Igbo politician who wants to face the president in the forthcoming election. Speaking with Sunday Independent and the party's secretariat in Owerri shortly after the inauguration of a new MPPP executive for the state, Asiebu, a former governorship candidate of the party, insisted that Ohanaeze Ndị Igbo, although a symbol of Igbo identity, has no powers to restrain any Igbo presidential contender from exercising his fundamental human right to vote or to be voted for in any election as long as he is constitutionally qualified. These are the people that are destroying our land. Of course, they are jostling for power. The problem is that if these people are actually going to represent the interest of the people, it is worth giving some kind of attention. But experience, history has taught us that these people are not for anybody. And indeed, the platform upon which they are conversing for all this are just ad hoc platforms for siphoning funds. And indeed, there is no Biafran, there is no Igbo man that is going to be acceptable to rule the zoo called Nigeria, and Nigeria has expired. Nigeria is living on a borrowed time. The controversial CCTV footage of the collapsed guest house of Synagogue Church of All Nations is reportedly serving minimal assistance to the six different agencies that are investigating the tragedy. A leader of one of the investigating agencies told Sunday Tribune that only the probe body from the aviation sector was possibly finding anything useful in the recording. The record or the video was doctored. Probably TV Joshua paid for it in advance. I don't know where this report is coming from, but well, that is not necessarily what we are concerning ourselves with this evening. On another note, we are reporting that there is hope in the horizon that the over 200 Chibok girls in the captivity of terrorist group Boko Haram may regain their freedom soon. They are still flying around this fake story. This is following reports that the federal government and the leadership of the insurgent group may have finally begun a process of negotiating the release of the schoolgirls, according to a report of the cable news network CNN. At the weekend, government officials and the International Committee of the Red Cross have started talking with Boko Haram leadership about swapping prisoners of the Islamic terror group for the schoolgirls who were kidnapped in April. Quoting an anonymous source, CNN reported that the officials met four times with two senior members of Boko Haram in the Federal Capital Territory, Abuja, last month. The report further indicated that the swap would involve the release of 30 Chibok Boko Haram commanders in the custody of the government. It was learned that the insurgent group had submitted a list of 30 of its members who were either convicted or are awaiting trial on terror offenses. This is another one. After killing, maiming innocent people, that is the language that the Nigerian government and indeed the international community understands. And some people are here telling us that they are going to Nigerian court, the obedient citizens of Nigeria, to ask for their freedom, where in all indication, for the past 40 decades or more after Biafra Nigeria war, have we not been negotiating? Have we not been living in peace with the so-called Nigerian government establishment? Have we not been living in peace? Is that not a sign of peace? How can you go to the court of your oppressor to seek for your freedom? Of course, we are seeing what is happening. They have been postponing one judgment from one judgment to the other. And this is going to take eternity because in the first place, those in Nigerian court are not freedom fighters. They are just people looking for whom to appease and indeed who are being used by the Nigerian government to douse or to reduce the tempo for Biafra agitation. And we all know this. We are not ready for that. We are freedom fighters and we will confront Nigerian government in whichever way possible. There is no going back on this, and that is the process we have just begun. The oppressor can never give you freedom freely. You must fight for it. And that is how it is. And that is nature for you. We are reporting once again on another from another perspective that the Catholic bishops across the country the so-called zoo called Nigeria, have expressed concern over the alarming spate of violence, bombings, and killings of innocent citizens in the northeastern part of Nigeria and beyond. The bishops, under the aegis of Catholic Bishops Conference of Nigeria, declared in a communique that while Nigeria bleeds and burns, the government must rise to its duty of protecting the lives and property of its people. The statement signed by the president of the Catholic Bishops Conference of Nigeria, Most Reverend Ignatius Ayau Kaigama, and Secretary Most Reverend William Avenya, clearly noted that this is not the time to play politics, as it does not matter who becomes the president, but putting the lives of people first and restoring peace and unity to the country. The question we are asking is, where have been the Catholic Bishops Conference of Nigeria all these years when people were being bombed, people were being slaughtered like animals? Where were you? Where were you? And not that you are coming up with any solution this time around. You are also trying, you are just trying to appease the Nigerian government as usual. And the warning, and of course the advice to the Biafran people, is not to repose confidence anymore in Nigerian security agencies, because they are depleted already. Boko Haram is taking upper hand, and the best thing for you to do is to look for a way of defending yourself. We, the Biafran people, have set a motion in place. We must do something that is required of us by nature and by the circumstances in which we find ourselves, and that is to defend ourselves. The Biafra Defense Fund remains pivotal. We are reporting also that the two Igbo lawmakers, Arua Arunse and Udo Oluchi Ibeji from Abia State, had objected to the observation of a minute silence in honor of one of the most notorious war criminal on Nigerian soil, and against Biafrans, late Benjamin Adekunle, who, of course, out of his own, made it impossible for the Biafran people, who were obviously encircled by the enemies at the time, to receive any kind of assistance, humanitarian assistance from the world bodies, including the Red Cross. This man is not in any way supposed to be celebrated on this platform. And that is how it should be. This is Radio Biafra Live Broadcast. We are reaching you from London. My name is Richard Mefor. We continue to remind the Biafran people, the indigenous people of Biafra, that we must remain focused, because times are different. We can't afford to procrastinate anymore. It is either we are in or we are out. And I must say at this juncture that our lines are open. If you want to make any contribution, please call +447 44 810 9411, +447 44 810 9411, or +447 440 531 583, +447 440 531 583, or call our Skype line, which is simply Radio Biafra 1. We will be back in a minute.
Kaziri
Yes, this is still Radio Biafra Live Broadcast. The numbers we have advertised remains plus 44744810941 plus 44744810941 or plus 44740531583 plus 44740531583. A number of people have been sending messages about the platforms on what happened to it. Initially, the audio platforms were not up and running, but I can categorically confirm that they are functioning now, and you can listen via any of the platforms you choose. You can call us also on Skype line, which is Radio Biafra 1, or via any of these two lines which we have advertised. We have been on via the TV portal for quite some time now. We have been on for over an hour now on the TV portal. And if you're just listening or coming in to listen to this program, we have started a long time ago. Those who want to listen via the audio platforms are ready now. That is this important announcement. This is still Radio Biafra Live Broadcast, and this is the PM edition. We are reaching you from London. Yes, the caller on the phone, give us your name and where you're calling from, please.
Good evening, Uchenna Paul, the Deputy Director of Radio Biafra.
Good evening, and welcome to the program.
I remember my humble self, Inventor Okudile. I hail from Akinokwa Junction. Akinokwa Junction is in our local government. And our local government is in Enugu State. And Enugu State is in Biafra land.
Thank you very much. Welcome to the program.
And I'm calling from the headquarters of the G.
Thank you very much. This is your platform.
Yes. Thank you very much. Once again, I want to use this platform to call for the consciousness of our people, the indigenous people of Biafra, wherever you are. This is a clarion call. Arise and fight for what largely belongs to you. Biafra freedom is ours. Nobody will do it for us. We have to wake up, from our slumber and fight for what rightfully belongs to us. I salute the courage of our brothers and sisters in diaspora, the effort we've been making to ensure that Biafra comes into existence. My dear brothers and sisters, indigenous people of Biafra all over the world, may God continue to bless the West. My contribution goes to the activities of the Ohanese or whatever they call them.
Yes.
Their activities will continue to prevail in as much as the indigenous people of Biafra and all lovers of freedom all over the world have not been able to prove a point to them. Do you know why today the leaders in the north, the elites in the north, have not been able to issue a particular stand against the Boko Haram insurgency in the north? Simple reason being that the Boko Haram have been able to send a very clear message to them that they can get to them anywhere, any point in time. And over the years, this elite have been able to play a covert role. This is the time for the indigenous people of Biafra, the fearless ones among us, to send a clear message to the Ohanese anywhere they are. Inasmuch they are not ready to support the cause of the freedom and liberation of indigenous people of Biafra, they should just keep mute. The indigenous people of Biafra should be able to send a message to them, either in written or whatever means. There should be a clear message to them. They should leave us alone. Their own future is guaranteed, probably the future of their children. And what is that percentage compared to our entire population? What is that percent? They should leave us alone. I am using this platform, sending this message across to them, Ohanese or whatever they call them, the governors, APC, whatever they are called, the PA human rights or whatever they are called. Leave us alone. What matters to us now is our freedom. And I won't say this, you can only kill us. The word freedom is an ideology to us. The word Biafra is an ideology to us. You can kill us, but you can't kill our freedom. Our freedom is for sure. We are going to gain our freedom. Long live indigenous people of Biafra all over the world. Long live the Federal Republic of Biafra. Thank you.
Thank you very much, my brother. Thank you for that. We will take this other call before we respond to what you have just said. The caller on the phone, your name and where you're calling from, please.
Okay. My name is Hello, Director. Is it
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Hello.
Are you listening? Go ahead. My name is Uchemefo. Okay. This is not Director Nnamdi Kanu. My name is Uchemefo.
Okay. This is all the time we're following Radio Biafra.
So, yes.
I couldn't get to people based on one client. I want to get it. So I like you want to go again. But God continues to bless these people.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Okay. I don't have any much thing to say. So, just congratulate you people.
Thank you very much. When you have something to say, of course, do not hesitate to come back. Yes, this is Radio Biafra Live Broadcast, and we are reaching you from London. The first caller was, of course, making reference to Ohanaeze Ndigbo. And one thing we have to take away from that is that the Ohanaeze Ndigbo, of course, is not fighting for the ordinary Biafrans in that particular zoo called Nigeria. They are after their own. Yes, you talked about not being able to send a message to them for them to sit up. The point is that all these things will fall in place at the right time. At the moment, we are focused on getting the resources we need to defend our fatherland, and we are enjoining all indigenous citizens of Biafra to look towards the direction that will only lead us to Biafra, not the direction that will distract our attention towards what the Nigerian government is doing with their own agents. Ohanaeze Ndigbo remains a sellout. All this why, when and where our people have been massacred and are still being massacred, where are they? It is the Ohanaeze Ndigbo that will come up and say that they are now seeking for peaceful coexistence where our people are being killed. They are the people that says that every part of Nigeria belongs to them. It is from among them that you have people that say that they are Igbos of northern Nigeria, that they are Lagosians, that they come from Abuja because they have built houses there, they have established themselves there, and the message here, which we are unequivocally sending across, is that Abuja does not belong to you. Abuja belongs to somebody. There are people who own Abuja. You do not own it. You do not have any legitimate claim to Abuja of which you are making claims to, because you built houses. And just like, how will I say it? It's just like kind of vindicating what Ahmadu Bello said in the 1950s or thereabout, that the Igbos are just like people, the kind of people, when if they are employed as laborers, the next day or thereabout, they want to become the head boys of the camps. They want to dominate everybody. They want to monopolize everything. If we are going to go along that line, the question is, are you not vindicating what Saduana of Sokoto, late Ahmadu Bello, was saying about you? You go to Abuja. You do not own Abuja. You build mansion there. You build houses there, you establish yourself there, you now think that Abuja belongs to you. People own those places. And in Wobodenwe, there are people who own those places. There are people who own Abuja. You do not have any claim to that. The same goes to people who call themselves Lagosians. There are people of Igbo origin, Igbo extraction, who says that they want to win election in Lagos because they found themselves or themselves established in that part of the zoo called Nigeria. You do not own Lagos. Lagos belongs to somebody, contrary to all the claims you are making. Why don't you go to your fatherland? Why don't you go eastwards and develop your place? You do not own Lagos. And very soon, another abandoned property saga is looming, and you will cry the cry of your lives. The same is The same thing is with those who say that they are Igbos of Northern Nigeria. In Kano, there are so many of them. In Sabongiri area, the Igbos, they are phenomenal. Their numbers are astronomical. There are those who actually behave like the Hausa Fulanese, and they say that they are Igbos of Northern Nigeria and that they're going nowhere. You do not own Kano. Kano belongs to somebody, contrary to what you think. And as a matter of fact, no part of Nigeria outside Igbo land, outside Biafra land, and its environment is safe for you. The people, the owners of the land, have told you to leave, to go, time without numbers. And you price your economic interests over and above your own personal safety. It is very unfortunate. And that is why these people are doing everything they are doing with impunity. Because they know that once you are threatened that you are not going to leave, or that even if you leave, they will take your properties. And you have so much attachment to these properties. We are not saying here that relocation is easy, but heaven helps those who help themselves. You need to indicate interest that this problem needs to be solved, first of all. In this particular instance, you have not even indicated interest. You have not seen the issue as anything. You are seeing yourselves as the owners of Kano, Bauchi, Sokoto, Gongola, Damawa State, and all those, Jos as well. You forgot that you are strangers. Another abandoned property saga is imminent. And people will cry the cry of their lives, if ever there will be a life. This is Radio Biafra Live Broadcast. We are reaching you from London. If you want to make any contribution, please call +447 44 810 9411, +447 44 810 9411, or call +447 44 0353 531 583, +447 44 0531 583. Or call our Skype line, which is simply Radio Biafra 1. And that is the only way you can join this interactive session, if you want to be honest. If you want, otherwise we continue, because the truth must be preached on this platform, whether anybody likes it or not. This is the PM edition of the Radio Biafra Live Broadcast. And we are reaching from London. We'll be right back. Yes, the caller on the on Skype, your name and where you're calling from, please.
Hello? Hello?
Yes, are you hearing me, the caller on Skype? Are you hearing me?
Yeah, I can hear you, my commander. Good evening.
Good evening and welcome to the program.
Yeah, this is Adeje calling from Switzerland.
Yes, Adeje, where do you come from in Biafra land, please?
I come from Ada, Kogi State.
Really? That is fantastic.
Yeah.
Adeje, welcome to the program.
Yeah, thank you, my commander. I call you commander because I was so pleased when I saw you days ago when you put on the army uniform.
All right, okay.
Yeah, you made my day and you boost my morale more.
Right, thank you very much. And yeah. How is everything where you are?
Yeah, I recommend if you will be putting the army uniform on all the time, you know. When doing broadcast.
Thank you very much. Where necessary, yeah. Yes, I will be doing.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. You know.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, that's all I want to say now. And I thank God for everything and how the movement is going, you know.
Thank you. And
I hope director will borrow you some of his voice to add to the army uniform. Oh, this will be very nice. yeah.
Well, we are moving gradually, my brother.
Yeah. Okay, thank you, my commander. Thank you.
Thank you very much, my brother. Thank you. And may God bless you and bless your family and indeed all men and women of goodwill where you are. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you. Bye.
Right, this is Radio Biafra Live Broadcast. And our next caller or the caller that I just called is calling from Ada. And that is a good commendation on his side. Let us take this call. The caller on Skype, your name and where you're calling from, please.
Yeah, Uchamba, for this is Martin Chilabe. I'm calling from Austin, Texas. I'm from
right, my brother, where do you come from in Biafra land? Very important.
Absolutely. It's from Onewe. I'm from Onewe, and Onewe is in Anambra, what they call Anambra State as of today.
Yes, thank you. Thank you very much.
Absolutely. Uche, the first thing I want to do is really to say a great thank you for all the work you've been doing. I wonder if you're able to get any rest at all. But judging from how busy you get, we can only surmise that you hardly get any sleep. But that's what we have to do for our country. So
it is difficult to have rest, you know.
I know, especially when your homeland is in chaos. Uche, with all gratitude to everyone that's been working hard at myself, I'm the coordinator in Austin here, Austin, Texas, and I'm doing my best because that's what we have to do if we value what we're seeking. My contribution today is I haven't called in a while, so I've been listening to all everything that's been going on, and you know, Uche, it's really sad that people that proclaim to represent the Biafran people, or Haneza included, for some reason that I cannot fathom, it seems like they lack common sense. And I'm not saying this just to for the sake of simply making a condescending remark against anyone, but when you look at somebody or a body or a group of people that proclaim that they represent the interests of a certain group of people, in this case the indigenous people of Biafra, and you look at the indigenous people of Biafra being killed just like bees in the country, And none of these entities, not one of them stands up to fight for the same people that they claim to represent. It's really annoying. Okay? You look at Ohanes and you look at these people that call themselves Belia or whatever it is. That now they are now going around from what I understand, circulating letters to foreign countries, urging them not to support Biafra or not to give us any weapons so that we may have the right and the tools to defend ourselves. But these same people, the slimes that make up this group, the quacks, because they're really quacks, the quacks that proclaim to be attorneys that belong to these groups, proclaiming to be fighting for the indigenous people of Biafra, they haven't lifted a finger to do anything. Our people are in prison. The ones that are dead, their bodies, we don't even know if the bodies are still there. But these people, not one of them stands up to do a thing, one single thing. Somebody needs to tell them, perhaps I can take them to school. Let me tell them that if you're fighting for a group of people, what you seek to achieve is greater good for the greater number of the people that you are fighting for. But these people, they don't do anything. Now, in light of all the slaughter that we are undergoing in the hands of the zoo called Nigeria, that jungle, these people, the best they can do is to go around to make sure that we don't have the tools to fight back at Boko Haram people, which are really... unless you want to simply dismiss it, if anyone wants to, the Boko Haram is really the entire Northern Hausa entity, the Hausa Fulani people. There's no exception. Forget what they tell you, because yes. any person can stand up and tell you what you want to hear, but then they go back to their homes, they do what they do to advance their interests, because let's face it, they see Nigeria as their property. Okay, and so what we must do then is to make sure that we get Biafra away from them, because after all, we're not a part of them. We never were until this Satan called Britain came, because some fool, for whatever reason, he couldn't possibly, like the devil that's been cast away from heaven, has no permanent place anymore. They roam the planet, all they sow is nothing but seed of evil, satanic seed. Until some product of a cross womb came to our part of the land and brought us the devil. And it's been hell ever since. What we need to do is we must do our best to pull Biafra away from the entity called Nigeria, because we have nothing in common with them. And we're not a part of them. And we're not saying that we are better. I'm not saying that we are better. But let's just go into our own families. If we have a problem, then we solve it within our Biafran family. We don't have to kiss and make up with anyone. Okay? And Uche, here's another thing that I want to point out. Because these slimes, and it's really disturbing. These snakes that meander around, they call themselves Belia. And they can't fight for the same people that they proclaim to fight for. They can't lift their finger. And they oppose everybody who dares think that you can do something. Here's another thing. Because if we really... Usha, that's even funny. It's laughable. It's laughable. You see, here's what it tells me, Usha. And listen to this carefully. And I want our people to also listen to this. Here's what it tells me. With all those quacks, because it's beginning to seem like, I mean, that they're all graduates of some faculty of quackery somewhere, but, you know, parading their certificates, wearing those rags, those used diapers they put on their heads. What it tells me is that these people do not really, they haven't even gone to school to understand that there's nowhere on the planet that anything like Nigeria has ever succeeded. Nowhere. No place on this planet in the history of mankind has anything like Nigeria succeeded, prevailed, advanced. Nigeria is, you have to liken Nigeria to a house where you lay a foundation for a one-story building, or what you call a bungalow, okay? And then somebody brings you a very beautiful architecture of a 20-story building, and you look at it and you say, beautiful. Now, you know that the weight, that the foundation cannot carry it, but out of foolishness, out of the lack of mental capacity to reason, you proceed to erect a 20-story building on a bungalow foundation. What's going to happen? It'll collapse. Because it defies the laws of physics in every aspect. It's bound to collapse. It cannot stand. That's what Nigeria is. And much of Africa, I must say. Because people wonder, how come Africa, with all their resources, they are beggars? Oh, yes. Because every one of the countries in Africa operate on the wrong principle, on a wrong foundation. It's nothing but countries. We are yet to have a nation on the African continent. Because people make a mistake of always calling Nigeria, oh, national. No, Nigeria is not a nation. Go back to the dictionary and get the definition. Nigeria is not, it cannot succeed. So what it tells me, Uche, is that these quacks, these graduates of the school of quackery, when they roam around, they fail to look at the world. I urge them to get a map and put a map on the wall and take a look at it. Let them start with European maps, okay? They will see that every tribe, pretty much every tribe in Europe, is an independent what? A nation, no matter how small. Even ones that are smaller than Anambra State.
Yes. Even compared Scotland with Biafra, Scotland was an independent state. They entered into union with England, and they have an article, Act of the Union. The terms of this union are clearly established there, you know, and it's very unfortunate.
It tells you that they haven't learned. These people, I don't know, they went to school and only read what they were given in order to pass the courses and nothing else. They lack the mental capacity to apply reason to what they read, to take it out of the classrooms and apply it to the real world around them. Because Scotland is nowhere like Nigeria.
They are doing advanced legal research, wasting everybody's time. Most of them are doing their PhD degrees.
Really?
Doing research with Biafra, and that's it.
Oh my God! How idiotic! How depressing can that be? How depressing! These people need to be taken back all the way from the kindergarten so that they may learn something. Because if they fail to see the world, look at the world, the entire world, and they don't learn anything, why don't they tell Britain to now go ahead and unite with Spain, unite with Portugal, and add France to it, and be one country? Of course they wouldn't. Because they know that even for the French people, for the Portuguese, for the Spaniards, if you try to do them, to have them march together, the first thing they will do is they will carry guns and make sure that doesn't happen. You look at the other little places in Europe that have some other tribes, like let's take Switzerland, for example. You have a German-speaking, you have the French one. Uche, do you know that you cannot take somebody from the French-speaking province that commits a crime in the French-speaking province and take him to the German-speaking side to judge him? They need to look at Article 20 of... yes, that's a fact. Whereas in the zoo that we call Nigeria, if I could be doing something in Nne when they'll come there and take me to Abuja to be judged by some entity that despises the God that even made me. And these quacks can't learn a thing. The real world is full of lessons. It surrounds them. But for some reason, they are blind and they are incapable of reasoning. They can't see. They have eyes, quite all right. But they can't see.
My brother, you know, when we are saying these things to some people may not understand it. Let us just put it in perspective. Where these people say that they are representing indigenous people of Biafra, they are defending their human rights. But on record, we have many Biafrans in northern part of Nigeria who are victims of Boko Haram, who are victims of orchestrated violence. There are people who have been deported from Lagos. There are the Ezu River victims and their families.
Yes.
And there are a lot of atrocities, kidnappings and other things going on in Biafra land. The question for these people is, how many of them have they represented in court and, of course, secured justice for? The answer is none.
Yes, the answer is zero.
Only good at writing letters, secret letters, against Radio Biafra and indigenous people of Biafra, and to the Interpol and to Nigerian security agencies. And they shout Biafra in the morning, in the night they go to Abuja. A number of them were in the so-called national conference, but they failed to mention Biafra. They were afraid to talk about Biafra. And it is very, very unfortunate.
And Biafra happens to be the place that they tell us they are fighting for, that is so dear to them. Yet, you fear mentioning your own country. The country, a place that has existed before Britain even came to defecate on the altar of God. Somehow, it's become this, I don't know what to call it, that you cannot even mention it. It's become dirty that you can't even mention Biafra. And what is the shame in that? And, you know, our people really need to wisen up, Uche. We need to wisen up because here you have them circulating these articles. You know what I've also found out, Uche? If you've been paying attention to the signatures you see on those, that they are nonsense that they pass around. But my brother, Metro Ikedife, it seems to go through evolution because it's like each time you see it, it's different. And I know what Ikedife's signature looks like. I did talk to him, last week, as a matter of fact, or 2 weeks ago. What I can plead with these people is to please remove Ikedife's name from whatever they are doing. I have to tell you.
I don't know why Ikedife allowed himself to be used by this people.
Uche, he doesn't. He never did. Here's what's going on, okay? These quacks, when they meet in their circle of slime, they put whatever they want to do together. They've mastered cut and paste. They cut and paste because they are the graduates of the school of quackery. So what they do is, Ikedife doesn't even know of all these things that they are circulating. All he knows is that he's a genuine Biafra, inclined to do whatever he can in his best in his power to see that we achieve Biafra. Now, he may not agree that, we have to fight, go to war and all that, but the fact remains that he's a committed Biafra. What these idiots are trying to do
brother,
is to
my brother, can walk. You hold on for us? Let us take this call. You are with
Absolutely.
Me on this program. Just
Absolutely.
Hold on. You are on Skype. Let us take this call, and then we continue this conversation.
Absolutely.
Thank you very much. The caller on the phone, your name and where you're calling from, please. He is gone. Continue, my brother.
Yes. So what these quacks are doing really is they are good at inventions, fraudulent ones. They wouldn't go to Biafra land and invent useful things. So they invent forged signatures and what have you. What they are trying to do is to tarnish the work that Ikedife has done as a Nigerian, as well as a Biafran. Because, I've worked with Ikedife for a very long time. He and I used to be in his office, working on how do we get Peter Obi to become the governor instead of the criminal that they floated back in 2007 from some guy, I've forgotten what his name, Ifanyo or something, or Andy, but one of those, member of that family. So I know Ikedife, of course, I knew him growing up, and we've worked together. So what these people are trying to do, which is, they want to tarnish what he has done as a Nigerian, and also all the fight he has fought as a Biafran, because I can tell you, I'm telling you something I know personally, that he cares as much as we do about our people, Biafra, and he understands that we can never get anywhere with Nigeria. He knows that much. He's not a fool. He's not a lawyer. He's a medical doctor. And so what these people do is they go to him and they told him that, look, we can actually go to ICJ, International Court of Justice, and take Obasanjo or these mass murderers to there. You know, but again, he's not a lawyer. He's a medical doctor. So he relied, as he should, he would rely on an advice given to him by somebody who is supposed to be a professional or an expert in his own field.
Yeah, my brother, you just raised an important point there. Went to Ikeduifa and some other people. In fact, they're saying they're taking Obasanjo and the rest and go on to International Court of Justice. And these are supposedly learned men.
Isn't that something?
Who are supposed to know that International Criminal Court does not try any case that predates it.
And not only that, teacher. Not only that. I cannot just get together because I don't like somebody, or because somebody actually did commit a crime, and proceed to forward the name to the International Court of Justice. First, I will have to be an independent entity, a nation, right, or a country, at the minimum. But these quacks went and sold Ikeduifa that, we could do this. Of course, Ikeduifa is not a lawyer. I reminded him, I said, I don't fault you. You're a doctor. I wouldn't come to you and lecture you on how to do a C-section and deliver a baby. That's your area of specialty. But these quacks, it tells you again that either they are fraud deliberately or that they haven't learned their thing. So which one is it?
They're just
a bunch of quacks.
Just a bunch of people, to be honest.
I'm gonna ask them, and I'm the world is hearing me. I want them, because what they do is they go write all this nonsense. You know, being the slimes that they are, they hide, but then they put Ikeduifa's picture, they put Ikeduifa's signature, they put Ikeduifa's phone number. Why can't they put their own phone number so we can call them? Have them give me a call. Let them call me. Because I hear they are good at calling people. They don't put their numbers like snails. They meander, they go and hide somewhere, then they front Ikeduifa's number. If they are brave enough, if they are so knowledgeable enough, if they are so smart, if they are so educated in their own field, let them put their number to back up the nonsense that they put in the papers that are not even worth the ink they are written on.
These people, they are sitting on bundle of illegalities. The point is, the new information they are giving out now is that they have seen that the Nigerian court is not going to give them any judgment, and that Nigeria is delaying the case. And now they say they are going to the International Court of Justice for the Biafra case for independence to continue. But again, they cannot do it because they are a human rights organization, if they are indeed. And they are an NGO per se within that category. The International Court of Justice does not accept individuals or NGOs or human rights organizations to bring any case before them. The only people qualified, the only legal entities qualified to bring any case to the International Court of Justice, which is of course a UN organ, is independent countries. For instance, like Biafra is now, if any country recognizes Biafra and now says, okay, I'm now taking Biafra's case as my own case, I want to sue Nigeria over Biafra. The only entity that can do that is another independent country. And this time around, there is no such country supporting Biafra in this present dispensation as we speak, officially. And these people are going around binding lies, trying to, you know, corrupt the gullible to believe what they are saying.
And exactly.
I expect these people who parade themselves as barristers and solicitors and lawyers to understand what the International Court of Justice is all about. They need to do their research very well. And anybody following these people is bound to be disappointed, because the International Court of Justice cannot entertain any case that comes from a human rights organization or from a group of people or from individuals unless that has come from an independent country. And in the first place, even if it has come to independent from an independent country, it does not necessarily mean that they will give Biafra any justice, because there is never a time, there has never been a time, and it's not going to happen, when the International Court of Justice grants any country independence. What is on record as a precedent has been boundary disputes between countries and all those kind of things. These are celebrated cases. The case on Western Sahara is one of them, and there are also that of East Timor thereabout. Some of these or Kosovo. I mean,
yes.
It has never been a case on how to get independence. It has been a case between two countries struggling for one enclave or the other, that kind of thing. This has been the kind of disputes. It has never been a case where, okay, these people are struggling for independence, and then the court will now adjudicate and give them independence. It has never happened.
Nor would it ever happen.
People should research and advise themselves accordingly. We enjoin all indigenous people of Biafra to be vigilant, because we are freedom fighters, and all options must be on the table. We must not limit ourselves to the law court of our oppressor. It has never happened. And they were telling you that they are going to defeat Nigeria. Now they are now turning. They are looking for a way to wriggle out of the whole mess they have put themselves in. And now they say they are going to International Court of Justice. We are waiting for them. But while we do this, we must continue to do one practical thing, which is to remain focused and to continue to preach the good news of Biafra without prevarication, without retreating, without surrendering, and without fear before our enemies.
That's true. That's true. I think you made a point there. They are solicitors. I would only ask them to solicit for common sense. If that will prevail on them, then that will be nice. I would ask them, being the great solicitors that they are, they are Einsteins. They haven't figured out that Nigeria, you couldn't possibly get your independence by taking Nigeria to a court of the court Nigeria constitutes itself. You go to a Nigerian court because you want to now become an independent Biafra, and you think, for whatever stupid reason, that this thing that has never happened in the history of mankind, it would now happen for you because now you have arrived. There's something special about you that you can now go to Nigerian court, ask for independence, and for some foolish reason, there will seem a judge that is paid by Nigeria, okay, will now get up and, you know, hammer his gavel and say, you are hereby granted independence. Go and lead your people. What a bunch of morons. You see, this is what we need to, when we get on the ground, when our transmitter starts working, to digest it to our people so that they will understand that these people are perpetuating fraud on Biafran people, because that's what it is. These people are racketeers. They are racketeers. What they're doing is perpetuating fraud on the entire Biafran people, knowing that a lot of people at home don't even have access to the means of getting information. So they play on the ignorance of the people and whoever they can get away with, because if they were brave enough to tell Ikedi Ife that, yeah, we can take go to International Court of Justice and get something. How is it that they, are you telling me they don't even have a clue as to where jurisdiction lies? And these are lawyers? And they make a living out of lawyering?
It's very obvious. I mean, the case will definitely fail on grounds of admissibility, because it is inadmissible to start with. The court cannot entertain it. And we are holding them on this to fulfill their promise, because very soon they will begin to say, oh, you have discussed about this, it's a subject or something like that. That they are trying to look at a way of blaming somebody. They want to tell us the reason why they have failed. They want to blame somebody on it. We are waiting for them.
You know, Uche, I have one simple advice to them. Okay? One simple advice. And this is not... It's very simple. When you make an error, when you err, okay, the best thing for you to do, instead of compounding issues, instead of building error on top of error on top of error, the simple thing that you do is you sit back, you look at how far you've gone, you come to your senses and say, look, this has been a terrible mistake. I've made a mistake, and it's time to turn around and say, look, we've tried this way, it didn't work, and we made the error. So the joke is on us. But from now on, let's join a channel that has a hope for even restoring our independence. So instead of them compounding, putting lies on top of error, trying to just wiggle away, for God's sake, nobody is going to laugh at you. It's actually a maturity. It's having attained a certain level of growth in your mentality that you admit that you have made an error, a terrible one, and ask that you be forgiven. And then stop what you're doing. Instead of trying to compound issues, you build false on top of false on top of one falsehood after another. It's not going to stand. By the time it really piles up, it will eat you up. That's what they need to realize. They need to simply say, look, we erred terribly, terribly, because we thought that we were working with people, but Nigeria is what it is. It's a zoo. Full yes. of a bunch of animals. And look at who is in charge of the zoo. Zoologists, right?
Nobody is perfect here. And
exactly.
That is just what we are propagating here. We are not perfect because we are human beings. But
no,
we are
not.
Sincere with ourselves. We
exactly.
are sincere. There is nothing anybody can do about it. We cannot be perfect. We are not God.
No.
We are born of imperfection.
We are not endowed with
perfection. When we are not getting it right, there is nothing wrong from us being sincere about it. You know,
in the words of Bob Marley, you pull your right from your wrong. In other words, you step away, you step back, and you acknowledge that errors have been made, and now how do we rectify it? And you look at avenues that are available. You follow the sensible one that makes sense. There has never been anyone in the history of humanity that the people are being killed and they go to court to seek that they be granted their independence. I mean, can you imagine if the United States, I'm in Texas right now, can you imagine if United States had said, okay, George Washington and the rest of them had said, okay, let's go to court, we're going to take Britain to American court, which would have been British court, right? Because Britain was ruling the country, which would have been the British court. Could you imagine where they would be today if they simply didn't say, look, let's bump these people out of this place? But that's what they did. They were smart enough, as far back as in those years, 1700s. Are you telling me that these quacks, this is 2014, 14 years into the 21st century, for God's sake, and these people can't get it together? Did Gandhi go to sue Britain in the British court? that was prevailing in India. Is that how it worked? No. When Gandhi left South Africa, he went there to really fight, and that's what he did. The best he knew how, the best he could. You have these quacks. I cannot understand our people sometimes. It really worries me. And then you have Jonathan compounding issues in that zoo. This is a guy that has a PhD in the discipline. A zoologist. He has a PhD in the discipline. But yes, this guy is incapable of running a chicken coop.
Can you just hold on for us? We are joined by Engineer Dr. Clifford E. Ryan from the United States of America as well.
Can we just get
a perspective from him, please?
Absolutely. Absolutely, Uche.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
Yeah, Dr. Engineer Ryan, I think you are online now. Can you give us... are you hearing me?
Yes, I can hear you, Uche. Confirm that you can hear me.
Yes, loud and clear. The world is listening.
Yes, Uche, thank you. My name is Mazdi Clifford Chukwuemeka Iruanya. I come from Arondi Onyemobi in Oguta, local government here in Biafra land. And I live here in Houston, Texas. I use this opportunity to greet every Biafran, lovers of Biafra, friends of Biafra and lovers of freedom. Uche, let me just... piggyback to what you were discussing with my very good friend and a very excellent coordinator in the person of Mazi Martin Anene Chilobe from Austin. I want to let the whole world, I want to let every Biafran to know this. I want to let every supporter of Biafra, every friend of Biafra, every lover of freedom to know this. And Uche, possibly you will help me to put this on our Facebook site so that people will know. Now, Article 19 to 22, Cap 10 of the Laws of Federation of Nigeria, 1990. I repeat, Article 19 to 20, Cap 10, Laws of the Federation of Nigeria, 1990. Especially Article 20, Subsection 2. Or let me read both, Article 20, Subsection 1 and Subsection 2. Let me start with Subsection 1. Article 20, Subsection 1 read, all people shall have the right to existence. They shall have the unquestionable and inalienable right to self-determination. They shall freely determine their political status and shall pursue their economic and social development and according to the policy they have freely chosen. Now, listen to subsection 2, which is exactly, where I am going. Subsection 2 of Article 20 of Cap 10 of the Law of Nigeria 1990, it reads thus, colonized or oppressed people shall have the right to free themselves from the bonds of domination by resorting to any means recognized by the international community. I repeat, colonized or oppressed people shall have the right to free themselves from the bonds of domination by resorting to any means. The emphasis here is to resorting to any means recognized by the international community. And there are two means recognized by the international community. Number one is through political means. The other one is through war or violence. So right there, Uche, in the Nigerian constitution is already specifying, empowering Biafrans that they have the right to free themselves using any means.
Yes.
Recognized
and not,
by
and not, and that does not include legal method, or even if it is. It does not include political process. Is mostly about settlement. Is about high-powered politics, kind of, not necessarily judicial means, because you cannot go to a country, the agency of your country, for instance, the judicial arm of your oppressor, to ask for independence. That is bizarre. That is a lazy man's approach to freedom fighting. And they are not. That is not freedom fighting in the first place. You have just said it. Either through war or through politics. And the international community, of course, most countries that have got their independence did that through war and confrontation and things like that. And the zoo called Niger is not a kind of entity you can go and begin to dialogue with. It cannot happen. And that is why we are where we are today. We continue to appease our oppressor, and the so-called members of the wider Biafra family, who are supposed to know better, are the ones bringing obstruction to the road to restoration of Biafra. Not just bringing obstruction, they are knowingly making themselves available to the Nigerian establishment for them to be used to block and to constitute obstacle to the quest for the restoration of Biafra. Engineer, I don't want to interrupt in your flow of thought. Go ahead and complete what you were saying.
Yes, Uche, I've almost concluded. What I want to say is just to let Biafrans know, and the friends of Biafra and lovers of freedom, that even in the Nigerian constitution, it is stated right there that we have the right to free ourselves by any means. By any means. So when somebody asks you, why are you people asking for money for to buy weapons, and please tell that person that Article 20, subsection 1 and 2 of Laws of Nigeria, Cap 10, 1990, Article 20, subsection 1 and 2, Cap 10, Laws of Nigeria, 1990, empowers any oppressed people to free themselves by any means. Any means. So, I am, Uche, I know you are busy. I'm right away, as soon as I get off this call, I'm going to put this on the Radio Biafra website and order, Facebook page and other fora that I have the access to, so that they will know.
Yes, that would be good.
Go ahead, Uche.
That would be good for everybody to understand as well. If those who will understand it, will understand it, it is very important. Go ahead and send any document you feel like that will enable the people of Biafra to understand the enormity of the task ahead and indeed what we are doing.
Yes, Uche. And something else I need to point out here, and that has been based on, I have taken note of what you have continuously said on this radio station, and that is that we are not perfect, but we are sincere. You know, that is a phrase that I have copied from you, and I know it's absolutely correct what we are doing on Radio Biafra. Where I'm going with that is this. The Bilie Human Rights Initiative president in Nigeria was interviewed, and I have it on record as saying that they were registered in Nigeria and they used that opportunity to fight in Nigeria for Biafra independence. And if he does that, I am going to publish that interview. If he comes out and says that is not correct, because I have that interview right with me. You know, that interview was an interview he granted last year, you know, to a newspaper right there in Nigeria. It is called the Heartlander. This interview was granted on September 17, 2013. You know, and he said that, you know, that, you know, they have gone to, Nigeria and taken Nigeria on court, believe that that's why they got registered. So, Why am I saying all this? If you are going to fight for freedom of your people, you better come out, you know, openly and say so. Don't go on one hand saying that you are a human rights organization, your membership is open to every Nigerian citizen of 18 years and above. You are here to fight for the rights of Nigerians wherever they are. And then you turn around and you said the organization is for the Biafran independence. That's deceit.
And that you are mandated by the Biafran people to represent Biafrans in court. And without wasting much time, a group of people from that so-called human rights organization sat down and constituted the so-called customary court for the Biafran people. And the worst aspect of this is that those elders they are using, most of them do not know the implication of all this. They will sit down in their rooms, in their offices, and write something and say that it is the elders that wrote it. They will explain to them and they will append their signature if ever they are the people write, you know, signing all those documents. And they will be sending it, flying it to Yahoo boys around. It is very, very unfortunate and disgraceful. You cannot, 5-6 people, sat down and write something and say that it is from the Biafran people. It is never done. And if it is our elders, if it is the issue of the elders, our elders are supposed to come from each and every community in Biafra land, not even from a state structure put together by the Nigerian government, but from each community. And this must be endorsed by the Biafran communities everywhere. And what we are seeing today is an abnormal, and it is not going to hold, because we, the Biafran people, did not and have not mandated anybody to represent us in court. And the case is crumbling. It's as simple as that, because it is full of monumental flaws and they are sitting on monumental illegality, bundle of illegality. Are you listening to me? Are you hearing me, Doctor?
Yes, I was waiting for you to get done.
Yes, I have finished what I'm saying at the moment. If you have any other thing to say, you can go ahead to say it, and then we will go back to Martin to know what he has to say. I don't know whether he is hearing me. Martin, we will come to you in a minute.
Yes, let me just add a little bit to what you have said. You know, I mean, it is not, to me, I don't see anything wrong with a human rights organization representing people, as long as they have the consent of those people they are representing, as long as those people they are representing actually and indeed give their mandate for the human rights organization to represent them. But where, you know, some people came together and called themselves a Supreme Council of Elders, a group of 10 people from one language-speaking area and 2 other people from another. They initially started with 9 people from a homogeneous, monolithic language-speaking area, Igbo. Now they added, you know, one more Igbo person and two from another language-speaking area, Fik and Ibibio, and now they are 12, they now came together and formed what they call the Supreme Council of Elders, and now claiming that they are the one that gave this pro-Islamic organization called Bilie the mandate to represent the entire Biafran. That is a slight. That is the biggest lie of the century. Let's even take your own Anambra State. I don't want to talk about my Imo State. Let's take your Anambra State, Uche, for instance. Is it possible that when we are selecting elders to represent Anambra State alone, that is going to be only 10 people? Then talk about
no,
four it, more. Go ahead.
It is not possible because, just like I said, our communities are governed by elders of our communities. So representation should be from communities, not even from states even. Not even from states. From communities. The communities, each of the communities should have representation. Because we believe in democracy. We are Democrats. Is it not our usual mantra? We are Republicans. And so each community should be represented. In
yes,
Ojukwu's day, in Ojukwu's era, there were the such council of elders, and I can't remember the name it was called then. But these people were
people
not just people that came from one particular particular place. They were appointed and they were given a go-ahead by their own people to speak on their behalf, even in those military era under the first Biafran head of state, General Odumegwu Ojukwu. You know? And this is an abnormal that a group of people of five or six will sit down and say, we have got elders that will be representing Biafran people. And those elders went ahead to be issuing one kind of authority or the other. I don't understand that. I don't know whether they were used. I was aware of the initial idea to get our elders to be part of what we are doing. But the idea was that these elders should go, the initial people nominated should go and get elders from different other communities, and they should ask their own people, they should tell their own people, this is what is going on, for them to get their mandate and represent the Biafran people. But when we find out that some of these people, including the so-called human rights organization that claim to be representing Biafran people, have links with the political arm of Boko Haram, APC, the director of Radio Biafran, Nnamdi Kanu, then, who actually mooted this idea, publicly denounced that on air. But this human rights organization continued with that arrangement. And today, as you can see, it is a loop-sided arrangement. And it is not going down with everybody. You can't force people. The worst aspect of it is that they have told you that it is only through legal method that you can go through restoring Biafra. And that if you don't believe in the legal method, then you are not a Biafran. That is what it is. If you don't believe in their own method, legal method, you are not part of them. You are a disobedient child. That is what it is. And that is why they have come out to write a lot of useless letters saying that they have ostracized indigenous people of Biafra and Radio Biafra from Biafra land. And the question you ask is, indigenous people of Biafra all over the world and who are working in collaboration with Radio Biafra and this human rights organization and their council of elders, how many of them are more in population? How many of them have more democratic legitimacy in terms of number and in terms of everything you can think of? And they have come out also to be asking, who appointed you to be, you know, who appointed Radio Biafra officials or indigenous people of Biafra to be doing what they are doing? But as you can see, the people of Biafra, majority of them who are actually for Biafra, have come out and said that we are Biafrans, and this is the platform upon which we are going to go towards restoring Biafra. And that in doing so, that all cards must be on the table. We must not limit ourselves. We must use every available means to press unequivocally for the restoration of Biafra. And those means remain political confrontation, anything. If you are a diplomat, use your skill, use your diplomatic skill to the fullest, to the maximum, to advance the cause of Biafra. If you're a politician, play your politics towards in such a way that it will advance the cause for the restoration of Biafra. If you are a military man, do so in advancement of Biafra restoration. If you're a businessman and you have the money, support the Biafra restoration project. If you think that you have the power, the physical power to, to advance the cause for the restoration of Biafra, which is going on the forefront to confront the enemy, you are more than welcome. If you are anything at all, use it. Use everything at your disposal to advance the cause for the restoration of Biafra. That is what the indigenous people of Biafra believe in. That is what we are for. We cannot limit ourselves. If you believe that going to the court to compare Nigerian government to give you whatever you want, go ahead and do it. But the problem we have with this human rights organization this time around is that they know right from the outset that what they are going to do is not going to achieve any result. But they decided to continue with it. And what are we seeing today? They have failed before they have started, before even starting it, because one, the Nigerian court, Nigerian government is not ready at any point in time to give them judgment. They are happy to continue to entertain them, and it will take several years. It will take the next 100 years or thereabout, as long as the zoo is still alive or they are still patching it up. And they have also found out this thing, because we have been telling them that this is not going to be possible. They have found out that this is not going to work. And the new mantra now is that they know that Nigerian government is delaying this case and that they are planning to go to the International Court of Justice. That is another escape route. But they have not done their research very well. They should have known better that the International Court of Justice cannot entertain that case because it is being brought by a human rights organization or an individual or a group of people. And so they are going to fail. We are holding them to account on all these things. Let us know where they will wriggle out from. The next thing is that they will say that, because you are talking about Nigeria Biafra case, you are kind of discussing the case and things like that. We are waiting for them. Because in the first place, the case is seriously flawed in so many aspects. And Biafran people, the indigenous people of Biafra, must not be deceived, because we must remain focused. The destination is Biafra restoration, and we must achieve it by all means possible. If it is confrontation, we have to go for it. If it is dialogue, insofar as it is to advance the Biafra restoration and nothing more, and not to remain in Nigeria, we will do it. If it is fighting, we will fight. There is no retreat. There is no surrender. There is no exodus. My brother, I don't know whether you are listening. Let me not take much of your time.
You can go over to Martin and then probably come to me again.
Yes. Okay. Still on the line. And we will now go to Martin. Martin, I don't know whether you are hearing me.
Yes, which I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes. Loud and clear, please.
Good. I my thanks to Dr. Iranya for, you know, once again he delivered, as he does every single time. He made some valid points, and he should go ahead and put that thing on Facebook for the world to see once again. These so-called Bilier people in their continuing with the lawsuit, you see, Uche, This is a classical definition of that thing we say that doing one thing over the same thing over and over again and expecting a different outcome. clear definition of insanity. But they chose to go that route, expecting the unexpectable. That somehow the judge that sits on the bench being paid by Nigeria will now get up and be suicidal, which means take the gavel and hammer it and say, you now have your freedom, and sign the paper, and then go die or something. But it tells you about the mentality of the people, their rationale, the mindset of these people that go there with those rags in their heads, are pretending to be fighting for Biafra. I think, Uche, when we even mention the Supreme Council of Elders and all that, I think we're making it too sophisticated for people. Let's bring it down to a common sense level. Here's the thing. You say you are working for somebody on behalf of a group of people, us, Biafrans, that you care about our welfare, you care about our well-being, you hate the injustice that's being meted on us. You are here to advance our cause. Okay. What have you done? Have you rescued any of our people that Nigeria put in prison for one reason or the other, for agitating for Biafra? The answer is no. Okay, Onwuka is there now with his men. Has this group done anything to mitigate their suffering, to see that they are released so that they can go back to their family? The answer is no. Now, are they doing anything? Are they fighting with the rest of the Zoo people to make sure that Boko Haram doesn't kill any more Biafra? Not one more. The answer is again no. So then the question becomes, if you say you are really fighting for Biafra, what exactly have you done? And if you say that you're going to court, what is the time frame within which you anticipate achieving your objective? Because you have to put a measuring yardstick, you have to put something behind it to measure your success, so that you know when to simply throw in a towel, so to speak, or perhaps to accept a simple surrender that you've terribly erred, and come back and figure out something else to do. So these people, again, I say that these people are really fraudsters. I think we give them too much credit. They are perpetuating fraud on the Biafran people. Because they haven't done a single thing that shows you that these people are even interested in your human rights. Because the human rights of Biafrans are being trampled on 24/7 in that zoo. These quacks, these graduates of the school of quackery could assemble some of their people and go to meet with Jonathan and say, look, we saw you release some Boko Haram people and even compensated them. These were murderers, for God's sake. Mass murderers. But you released them. You compensated them. Now, I'm giving you 3 weeks for you to release every Biafran person that is in your custody, or you will see hell. Why haven't they done that?
No, they couldn't. They haven't done that. They are fighting with you, Biafran.
No, it's because they are fraudsters. These are criminals. These are criminals that if they should cross anyone's gun sight, you squeeze the trigger. Because what these people are doing is facilitating the killing of our people. They could have gone to Jonathan and say, here are the reasons we're making these demands. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. A, B, C, D, E. You release these mass murderers. We're talking about mass murderers. You not only release them, you compensate them for their inconvenience. And that zoologist that is incapable of running a chicken coop, you know he can't tell his left from his right. He can't run the zoo. He cannot even run a chicken coop. But these people somehow couldn't fathom the idea of going to him and making demands. Better yet, Uche, why is it that the so-called elders, or whatever they call themselves, that they went to this so-called conference and they never said, look, remember that when before Britain came, we were their friends. And we just want to go back to, let's see how we run ourselves, because we really haven't fared under the umbrella of Nigeria. But there we are told there are subjects you wouldn't even dare bring up. How dare you? And they chickened out, throw their hands in the air. Useless minds. And these are the people you have to build a country with? For their genes to pollute the land even before you get it. And later on we'll be all crying and say, oh, how after our struggle. You see, Uche, these are the kind of people that when you consider their continued existence within independent Biafra, you can help foresee the dilemma, you know, that is going on in southern Sudan. Because these idiots with their incapacitated state of mind will try to fight you, but they are not capable of even fighting the enemies. You know? So our people need to sharpen up, if you will.
Yes, we need to sharpen up. My brother.
We need to sharpen up. And I thank everyone, which I thank you very much for the work that you do. Dr. Iranya that just called, I thank him greatly. Iranya, all of the coordinators, Obidi Obienu, and my men here as well, Clement Okoro, Adindo, Charlie Honor, of course, George, all the people in the Biafran family here, Martin Wosu, for all the work that they do. We all evangelize. We try to achieve greater good for the greater number of all of us, even though we are the minority here. Okay, because really, within the Biafran circle, it's only a few of us that are doing this fight. And that's good. Because these Bilia people, some people need to learn lessons on the way we do things.
What is behind you? What you have come from, what is following you, is more than all these people put together.
And I agree.
That is why they cannot stand you.
Yes,
because Biafra is a spirit.
I agree.
And
we
they
may
cannot
be a
give
few...
what they can. What do they have? They can't give what they don't have. They have not
that
been
is
called
that,
to
that
do
is
the
so
job.
True.
And that's the difference.
That is so true. Because they cannot give you what is not in them. That is so true. Because if they don't have it, if they don't have common sense, don't expect one out of them, because they don't have it to show. You cannot see it in their work because they don't have it. You know, I tell people, common sense is not something that you gain by, going to school or you can go to school from here to Pluto and back, freeze your brain there, come back here, thaw it. If you were not born with it, it has forever eluded you, because you cannot gain it by acquisition. And that's what we see a lot of people, a lot of our people, and these people in this group of quackery, that's what defines them. Because they lack strategy. It's always been the thing about us as a people, black people. We lack the mental capacities to strategize, form a long-term strategy, give it a timetable, and measure our success. For some reason, I don't know. But this group of people is the epitome of that of that lacking. You see it in them, in whatever they do, the way they do their things. the fraud that they perpetuate on Biafrans. That's what bothers me. They shouldn't even get away with it, because what these people are doing is facilitating the killing of our people. I've said this before, and I'll say it again, Uche. If one thinks that the way you get your independence is through dialogue, okay, you don't need to come and even tell us. Go dialogue with the entity that you think will give us Biafra. That's all. Don't come and expect us to change our strategy. Because what we're doing is we've looked at history. People need to understand this. We have looked at history. We took the map of the history, put it on the table, okay, and we dissected it. Because we're not lacking in knowledge at all. We are not lacking in knowledge. We have seen what, because for you to know where you are going, you need to know where you have started your journey, where you are at present, and then you can forecast how long it's going to take you, given the obstacles along the way, to get to where you're going. That's what defines us, and that, Uche, makes a remarkable difference between us and certain quacks in some circles, you know, some slimes who just simply meander about and cut and paste papers and sit behind their computers and simply type things and disseminate, if at all they do the typing. Who knows?
My brother, the difference is clear. We are not appeasers.
No.
We are freedom fighters. It is either we are in or we are out. There is no middle ground.
No.
And that is it. And I thank you for your contribution this evening. And it is very instructive. It is very educative and enlightening as well. And to all men and women of goodwill and indigenous citizens of Biafra who care to know, this is an eye-opener. And the spirit here is that we are not retreating and we are not surrendering.
Absolutely not.
It is a sore kind of topic which people may not want to hear, but it is very important that at this stage of our collective quest for emancipation, for self-emancipation, a lot of things are happening within the wider Biafra family, and
yes,
it is our responsibility to bring it to bear on this floor, on this platform, that everybody who cares to know, everybody who is involved, should not just know, but get the necessary and detailed information that are necessary for the person to continue to render services to the Biafra Restoration Project and indeed Biafra itself. It is very important.
Yes.
And so I thank you very much, and I think we are slightly overrunning.
Thank you very much. Give us closing remarks,
please, and then I will go to Dr. Irayan to also do so, and
okay,
we will proceed to ending this program.
Okay, much more thanks to you, Uche, and everyone else that is working on achieving our independence. I thank you very much. May God bless everyone, and may God bless Biafra. Thank you very much. You have a great day.
Thank you. Thank you, my brother.
Bye.
And may God bless you also. Bless your family, and indeed the family of indigenous people of Biafra in the
Amen.
United States of America,
Ise,
where you are. Thank you very much.
Ise, thank you, Uche.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you. And we go to Engineer Dr. Irayan. Engineer, I don't know that you are hearing me. Please, can you proceed to give us a synopsis of your views, and of course proceed to as well give us your closing remarks.
Hello, Uche, can you hear me?
Yes, loud and clear.
Thank you for giving me the opportunity. Biafrans, friends of Biafra, and lovers of freedom, I thank you all for listening to this evening's broadcast. And in your quiet time, I would like you to meditate on some of these things that we have discussed today. You know, we are in a situation where every Tom, Dick, and Harry comes in with one story or the other, you know, just trying to hoodwink and deceive Biafran. Fellow Biafrans, friends of Biafra, and lovers of freedom, there is no way we can get our independence through the law court. That is not possible. The entity that is pursuing this case has no local standing to take our case to the International Court of Justice. It is only done by an independent nation. Secondly, they cannot prosecute any of those people. Unfortunate as it is, I feel very bad about it myself anyway. They cannot prosecute any of those war criminals like Yakubu Gowon, T.Y. Danjuma, Obasanjo, you know, Jeremiah Husseini, and others. They cannot prosecute them because this event happened before the establishment of the International Criminal Court. So, there is no way they are not making.
Sorry. If they want to do that, the only option left for them is to go through the National Court, National Criminal Court, and they are in position to do it if they are actually fighting for Biafra. They can take, since they believe in Nigeria, they can take them to court there, or to wait for them. If they travel to any country at all, they can arrest them in that country and charge them for war crimes and other things. That is another way of bringing these people to justice.
Which was what they did to the Argentine president when he went to Britain, right?
Which is a more difficult one indeed, because it requires collaborative effort of the international community.
Exactly. So, Biafrans, friends of Biafra and lovers of freedom, it is good for you to know the truth, because the scriptures I keep referring to, they say, you shall know the truth, for the truth shall set you free. Do not let yourself be deceived. Don't be hoodwinked by these people going around peddling all kind of rumor, writing all kind of nonsense. In fact, probably, Uche, we may have to publish on Radio Biafra Facebook page the signature pages of two documents that was released by this delay using their barrister. You can see there that the two signatures of Dr. Dozier Ikedife are not the same. The two signatures are not the same. And when Martin Chilobe spoke with Ikedife, he confirmed that he was unaware of this document. And they put his name, they signed.
That is serious, isn't it?
You know, they put his telephone number. And these guys that are doing it are smartly removing their own telephone number, because some of our people who are very angry, who are very, very angry with the whole thing, they are calling Dr. Ikedife and, you know, insulting the old man that deserves respect. They are insulting him because his number is there. Meanwhile, the authors of these useless documents, you know, cunningly left out their own phone numbers. You see, so I want our fellow Biafrans and friends of Biafra and lovers of freedom to be aware that there are evildoers all around the corner, and we are almost at that point where we are going to get our freedom, and these people are popping up their head. And also keep in mind, just as a final, my final conclusion here, that the law of even Nigeria, of the Islamic Republic of Nigeria, even gives us the option of defending ourselves. Like I just posted it on Radio Biafra London Facebook page. I posted the law there. It said that we can defend ourselves, free ourselves by any means. By any means. Think about
yes.
it. Think about the Prince of Biafra. Think about the lovers of freedom. And as you do so, may the good Lord bless you. May the good Lord protect you, and may the good Lord sustain you. God bless you, Uche Mepo. God bless our director, Nnamdi Kanu. God bless all the principal officers and of the indigenous people of Biafra, and God bless all Biafrans, and may God bless the blessed land of Biafra. Uche, good night from Houston. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And may God bless you, also bless your family and the family of indigenous people of Biafra, where you are in the United States of America and indeed all over the world and in Biafra land. And what else can we say? We have come, we have deliberated, it is time to go. But we must not live without reminding each and every one of us that we have enormous responsibilities at hand. And as we are saying this, we are getting more calls. Can we try to get, to take this call? The caller on the phone, you are lucky. Can you give us your name and where you're calling from, please?
My name is Chukwudi Ofoma. I'm calling from Australia. Usha, well done for anchoring today's broadcast. I just want to add to what Engineer Irania was saying. The document is forged. If you scroll down to the bottom of the page, it's funny, the color changes. Where it says EK, the first sign, it was cut off and joined. The color is different from the rest. That's what I want to add, that everyone should ignore this document. It's fake. They just made it up. Yeah.
Right.
That's all I want to say. Thank
right.
you.
Ofoma, thank you very much.
Yeah.
And may God bless you. Of course, we are all watching. We are not stupid. We are vigilant. And, of course, everything that is not doing us any good and that is done in bad faith must be exposed. On this platform, the truth must be preached. The truth must be preached. People are still calling, and we are about ending this program, but will we oblige them? The caller on Skype, your name and where you're calling from, please. And make it snappy, because we are
Are you talking to me, Chemefa? Hello, are you talking to me?
Yes, you are live on this program. Your name and where you're calling from, please.
Good evening. My name is Ifeanyi Andrew Oba. I'm calling from Trinidad and Tobago. Thank you, Chemi, for this.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Yeah. Where do you come from, in Biafra land, my brother?
I'm from the Buluku Kingdom in Anyoma, precisely Delta State.
Right. Welcome to the program.
Yeah. I using this opportunity to also thank my brother there, Engineer Irania. I want to chip in a contribution concerning these people, the antagonists, which we have been discussed. Is it this same man who I have been debating on the Facebook call Choice is Ndibo?
Because no, I don't think that one is another story. We don't give him publicity.
Okay.
That one is a faceless human being. Nobody answers Choice. Choice is Ndibo. Is that a name? So you can just say whatever you want to say without giving him prominence.
Okay. Well, I wanted to say, because he has succeeded, or he is still doing it, by trying to convince other people, or confuse other people, let me use it, not to listen to Radio Biafra, and saying all kind of rubbish. And I have been at daggers drawn with him. I have been at war, disagreement in everything. Any quote he makes, I try to I try to counter it by asking him a lot of questions. What has been the problem between you? Why are you choose to at least see the bad side or try to hook up a story to write against Radio Biafra, write about, against the coordinators of Radio Biafra, Nnamdi Kanu, Uche Mefo, Barrister Man Mezu, and all that? I don't know. He told me that they did not want to allow him rest, and he will not allow them to rest. I said, okay, if they did not want to allow you rest,
is
what
funny,
is the problem? I tried to know.
My brother,
talking and talking and talking. So I don't know. I don't know. I could be that this man also is actually the same people that are these Benin human rights and other people. It's like they come together to just spoil a lot of things which we are doing and all that. But they are the same Igbo. Is it not? They are the same Biafran. If this Biafra come, are we not going on? Not going to enjoy it?
Let me just say something. Let me just say something here. The three words to summarize this whole thing is, first of all, my brother, if nobody can give what he does not have, that is number one. Number two is that what they are doing here is only driven by jealousy, envy, and wickedness. And
just like
the worst aspect of it is that they have tried, they have failed, and they will continue to fail. There is no option for reconciliation. And that is just it. These people are done for, and that's it. Because they have done their worst. They have done their worst, and they have failed. They are just clinging on anything they can see in order to save face. There is no going back on what we are doing. The powerful antidote and solution to them, to all that they have done and they are still doing, is to remain focused. And that is just what we are doing. We remain resolute in what we are doing. They have copied us. They have tried to copy everything we are doing. But you know what? Just like I have said, they cannot give what they don't have. You are not called for this, and that's it. And it's a joke bringing shame and disgrace to the Biafra Restoration Project and Biafra indeed. Thank you very much. Go ahead if you want to say
anything. Yeah, there's not much. I just want to use this opportunity to tell them that they should not listen to these people. Because there are two people in London there, two females who are writers, editors in one news magazine and whatever. And I have been trying to drag them to listen to Radio Biafra to at least join us and whatever. They wouldn't want to, because that woman who is in UK there too, from Anioma, is very good. I don't know if she listened just secretly. I was surprised that only what she would comment, or what she commented, was when this man called Choice Ezendi. But I don't know how she mentioned his name and whatever. Only when he wrote something against Radio Biafra, that was when this my sister mentioned me. That is when I was able to see the article that man Choice Ezendibu then wrote concerning the director and other and you and a man Mezo and whatever. I said, what kind of rubbish is this? Why all this? Because I didn't know that such person or such platform exists that they could even try to antagonize Radio Biafra. So what I'm saying is that, and Nanyama Forum, a lot of people are even joining that group of Ezendigo and try to maybe redirect their thinking of what we are building underground.
My brother, there is no point. I mean, there is no point elaborating on this. Look. You let them join. Anybody is free to join anywhere he wants to be. It's as simple as
but
that.
But how could this they be freedom. Listening to Radio
I mean,
Biafra?
Look.
How could they be listening to Radio Biafra and choose to believe that man
my brother,
just,
look, we have rubbish. Finished talking about this man at the moment. Let anybody go to where, if you are not for us, you are not for us. If you are not for us, you are against us. It's as simple as that. So let us.
Anyway,
you have made your point, and thank you very much. Thank you.
God bless you, and thank you, everybody, all the people of Biafra. God bless you. Bye bye.
Thank you. This is Radio Biafra Live Broadcast. And there are so many callers still calling. I will still take this one last call, and after that we close this program. The caller on Skype, your name and where you're calling from, and make it snappy, please.
Yes, can you hear me, Uche?
Yes, I can.
Okay, yes. I'm calling from Dakar, Senegal, and my name is Okechukwu Ogwuago from Dakar, Senegal.
Right, where do you come from in Biafra land, my brother?
Yes, I'm from Enugu State, precisely Ogu, local government, Ihe.
Thank you very much. Go ahead, but okay, make it snappy because Uche, we are
so
overrunning.
With all you and your groups are doing, all for indigenous peoples of Biafra. And my contribution here is about when they say Ohaneze. The Ohaneze I know is that Aladuma Bulundunze. So they are from there, they are eating from there just to tarnish the image of the younger ones. And all this they are doing.
Yes, I think I was saying something before and my voice was not coming out. I am saying that it is time for us to go. We have come, we have deliberated, and it is time to call it quit this evening. This is your sincerely Uchemefo, saying goodnight from London, and we ask God Almighty, the author and finisher of our faith, Chukwu Abiyama Obasibini Gwechiuku, to come down and take position, to continue to renew us, to continue to revive us, and more importantly, may he help us to restore Biafra. Tomorrow is another day. Good night once more.
Mano ko nyenye chukwu o. Ocholi poko.